Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:03 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 23rd. Today was another pretty steady day on stock markets. Now, the exception was Japan, and the Nikkei was down about 2%, and that's just in direct correlation to yesterday's strength by the yen. And the yen today was relatively unchanged and actually finished well off its peak, and is closing out the day at 88.69, but that dollar was down to 88.06 in early trading. So we continue to have this progression of higher reaction lows for the dollar's uptrend against the yen, and that should lend some support to the Nikkei over the next couple of days. When we look at the rest of Asia, the Chinese banking sector continues to push on to the upside, and that's leading the market, and it's been leading the market substantially over this recovery period. And of course, there are solid reasons for that. The first is that the Chinese government is in no uncertain terms supporting the banking sector by changing the rules on how many banks and what percentage of the banking shares that insurance companies can own. It created a new source of demand. And by extending the size of the QFII programs, then it's created demand for stocks. And because the banks are such large caps and the majority of indices and the majority of funds tend to be trackers, then that's also creating demand for the biggest shares on the index, which are the banks. So the banks have been leading to the upside, and that really is very positive indeed. Veteran subscribers will be very familiar with our regard for the fact that when banks are leading, it's a positive sign for a bull market, not least when we're getting it from really historically low levels, and also from historically rather attractive valuations. When before this recovery started, we had Chinese PEs back to an area where we've seen recoveries begin previously, and the Chinese dividend yields were also back at highs from which we'd seen recoveries begin previously. So everything was in place, and we've had the catalyst now of concerted government intervention, and this market does look like it is going to go higher. In the ASEAN region, the Malaysian market continues to rebound, and we remain within this liquidity-fueled environment. So while there are some overbought conditions, the benefit of the doubt can continue to be given to the upside in the absence of clear downward dynamics. In Europe today, it was reasonably mixed, but generally steady environment for the majority of stock markets. And the Swiss market was notable because it was up by 1.37%, and that was perhaps the best performer on the day. The Swiss market has been among the best performers in Europe of late, and it is benefiting from the weakness of the Swiss franc over that period. And while the franc was relatively unchanged against the dollar in here today, it has been reasonably weak. And also the fact that Switzerland has quite a number of globally oriented companies, and they represent reasonably large weightings on the indexes is also a positive. And the FTSE was stronger today by another 0.33%. It's extending its breakout above the 6,000 level, and today it's the highest level the index has traded at since 2008. And this is another market where the banking sector has been leading to the upside. And that's particularly relevant for the UK when you had the LIBOR scandal and really a PR disaster for the banking sector generally, and yet it is leading the wider market higher. So that again is really quite positive. The Dow Jones was stronger by about 0.5%, and the S&P relatively unchanged on the day. And the S&P is now in the region of the 1500 area. It's only 5 points away from it. And that's such a psychological area, and it's a place where people would logically begin to ask questions, what's next? So if we see some little bit of a pause in this area, then that wouldn't be particularly surprising. Elsewhere in the Americas, the Brazilian market has steadied a bit, and it has been performing very much like the industrial miners. The industrial metals have steadied following a decline, and they were mostly firm in here today. A number of the Latin American markets, particularly the smaller ones like Colombia and Chile and Peru, have all steadied and have been rallying of late, and Mexico remains the relative strength leader among the larger cap markets in the region. In the currency markets, it was a generally quiet day for the euro, the dollar. But what's particularly notable is what's happening with the rand, because it's weakened quite substantially against the euro. And in fact, the euro has broken out to a new recovery high. And against the dollar is testing the upper side of its range, and it's rallied for the last four consecutive weeks. So it's a little bit overbought in the short term as it tests the upper side of this range, but really a downward dynamic, and really a clear downward dynamic, would really be required to question medium-term potential for additional weakness for the rand. And when one looks at the labor relations that have been such a problem for the mining industry, South African miners probably need a weaker currency in order to make them a little bit more competitive. So that might be a government policy to allow the currency to weaken in here. In the bond markets, it was a generally quiet day, and perhaps the largest mover was the Bund, and it was up by almost a half a point. This has been a relatively quiet couple of weeks for government bonds, and considering the rally in yields that we had in the early part of this year and late last year, a little bit of consolidation was warranted. But when you look at treasuries, and they've found support at the upper side of the underlying trading range in terms of the yield, then as long as that remains the case, we can really give the benefit of the doubt to higher yields over the medium term. And that is probably problematic from the perspective of the Fed. In the commodity complex today, we had a little bit of a divergence between West Texas Intermediate and Brent crude. Brent has been reasonably firm and has a little bit of a rounding characteristic, which would be suggestive of accumulation and potentially some additional upside. But until today, WTI had a pretty similar movement, but it finished down on the day over a dollar. And that probably caps the advance in at least the short term. In the precious metal markets, gold was weaker today by $6.6, and it got up as high as $1,695 and closed about $10 below the high of the day. So it continues to range here below $1,700, and it really will need to push above that level to begin to really suggest that demand is returning to dominance beyond the very short term. And even though it was a little bit weaker today, the odds are stacked in favor of it pushing higher, not least because silver now has also been pushing higher for consecutive days, and palladium continues to hold above $700, and platinum is hovering here below the $1,700 area, and it continues to look like it will move higher from here, although today wasn't the day that was going to happen. In the soft commodities sector, sugar has steadied, but it has been down on consecutive days, and this is in no way a dynamic move, and really the medium-term downtrend remains intact. And Arabica coffee, which had looked more positive over the last couple of weeks, was hit with a rather large downward dynamic yesterday, and that probably has capped the advance in the short term. The grains and beans were relatively quiet in here today with a generally weak tone, and soybeans was down by about 14.75 cents. When we look at what's really important here, it is that the market is rallying on abundant liquidity. And while the yen has probably entered a slower pace of depreciation, And the defining characteristic of that depreciation will be the dollar's higher reaction lows against it. That is representative of quite a significant amount of additional liquidity entering this market. And the fact that we have a government-mandated devaluation in an extraordinarily low interest rate environment suggests that there is the potential for carry trades in the yen. And carry trades generally tend to go after the most productive assets, whether that is in yield or momentum. And stock markets are rallying on a momentum move. And this is quite reminiscent of what we saw at the beginning of last year. The Chinese are adding additional liquidity and attempting to support their market. And the Fed remains in a quantitative easing environment. And the bad weather in the UK raises the possibility that the economy could be pushed into a triple dip recession. And if that is even a remotely credible threat, then the chances are that the Bank of England will be standing ready to add additional liquidity. So this is not a liquidity-starved environment. And in fact, governments remain very eager to add additional liquidity. And provided that remains the case, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And while there are short-term overbought conditions evident on a number of stock markets, we haven't had anything yet in the way of downward dynamics. And until we do, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.